Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Thanks to the gentleman who called off the air and said, call the Sears headquarters in wherever it is, Chicago, we think, and they'll get action. So maybe we'll try that. And forgive me for my sniffles, which I got over the weekend, man. I don't know what I've been doing. Well, I do know what I've been doing. I've been burning the candle at both ends, getting up early, taking the kids to school, moving. Moving is like hell anyway. So you get, you know, run down a little bit. And, God damn, man. I mean, all week long, it really didn't get much sleep. I mean, I guess that's the bottom line on that. And so by Sunday, there I was, you know, blowing my freaking nose all over the place. So here we are. And this has got to be disgusting to listen to, isn't it? Craig, what's it like to listen to a guy go, ugh. Whoa, that water was hot, but that's okay, man. That's all right. Jeff got me some scalding hot water, which is fine with me. All right, 1-800-449-8686. This is a subject that's a little delicate. Chris Norton is a young man who is does some actual marketing out in Redondo Beach, is on the line with us tonight from Redondo Beach. This is a subject that's a little delicate. This has to do with women. And, well, I guess it's not that delicate since there was a film that actually, you know, devoted much of its time to discussing the concept, the idea, the reality of women faking orgasms. On the line with us is Chris Norton. He lives in Redondo Beach. You do telemarketing out there, Chris?
Right now, Mr. Renner, I'm between jobs, but I do have done some telemarketing, yeah.
Okay. You are... Basically, what you did is you picked up a magazine in a doctor's office, right?
Well, what I did was I was reading about an essay that was in a women's magazine that I had seen in a doctor's office. And it claimed that a lot of women, and it was something I had not known about up to that point, or because I had not really experienced it. But after reading the article, I went about researching how you can tell when a woman has reached the ecstasy, or what you call orgasm. And I went back to some tapes that I had. I also have some tapes of adult films. And I tried to find out.
Let's get back to this article. You read an article in a woman's magazine that said that women fake orgasms, correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
What magazine was that?
I don't know. It's a magazine that was, I think it's called Woman's Magazine or something like that.
And it said what?
Well, it was talking about how women fake orgasms because the men that they're with are not turning them on or nothing. So when I read about that, I thought how lucky I was because in my life, it's not ever never happened to me.
And how do you know it's never happened to you?
Mr., it's because, well, first of all, because I'm and I thank the Lord for this, but I'm very good looking. I'm built good, and I have a lot of sexual energy that women like. But I did know that even though I'm lucky enough not to have no woman ever have a fake orgasm with me, there's a lot of guys maybe who have, and I wanted to help them identify when a woman fakes an orgasm.
And so you went about researching women faking orgasms?
No, what I did was I went back to, I have an extensive collection of adult films, and I also have tapes of different sessions that I've been involved in, myself and girlfriends that I have.
And do you videotape you and your girlfriends?
I do, yeah.
Secretly?
Well, yeah, because most women are not going to, you know, want you to do none of that.
Okay, so you have tapes of you and other women.
Yeah, me and women get, you know, some girlfriends of mine, and I also have adult films. And what I did was I looked at these tapes, I looked at the film, and I wanted to see what constitutes women having an orgasm. And I wanted to find out if there is a constant that women exhibit when they have orgasm. And I found a couple of things. that are constant in a woman when she reaches ecstasy.
And it, when she reaches what?
When she reaches ecstasy.
Ecstasy?
Yeah. And there's some things that she says when she's having a really, really good, you know, ecstasy. So I researched all of that. I wrote it down, and I put it into kind of a readable form. And I've also transcribed it, and that's why I've done a couple of radio shows, and I've done a TV show.
And basically what you're doing is you're helping guys identify whether a woman's having an orgasm or not. Is that it?
Yeah, that's correct.
All right, let me ask you, Chris. You claim that in your entire life, no woman has ever faked an orgasm with you.
No.
And you know this why?
Well, I know it for a couple of reasons. Number one, because, like I said, the good Lord blessed me with really good, I'm very good looking. I have a cut body. I mean, my body's pretty cut. I work out. You know, I'm very well, I don't know what you want to call it. You know, I'm endowed, you know. And I'm very fortunate that way. But I don't want to be just, you know, the only guy that a woman's never faked an orgasm with. I want to help guys identify when a woman faked an orgasm.
All right, now, one of the things that you faxed over here, this is the actual transcription of a woman having an orgasm, right?
Yeah, I have written an actual, I transcribed it from the videotapes that I have and from the adult film tapes that I have. This is the transcription of a woman having an orgasm.
And now, what is this from? Is this from your adult film?
This one in particular is from, no, my private tapes.
So this was a woman
who was with me, yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
And this is constant, too, and I want the guys listening to know, this always, she will always say some combination of these words if a woman's not faking an orgasm, she's having a real one. Oh, God, 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 yes, yes, oh, my God, don't stop, yeah, stop it, it's starting to hurt. And that means she's had a really good one. And that,
which the stop it, it's starting to hurt?
That's right. When a woman says that, she's had a powerful, powerful one, and that's a good one. And I'm just trying to let guys know if a woman is having, you know, the ecstasy, but by the same token, I understand, you know, why women would fake having one. Cause,
well, why would a woman fake having one, and why is it necessary for you? And you understand women doing this?
Yeah, I do.
Why is it necessary for you?
Well, not all guys are as good looking as me and can make a woman, you know.
Make a woman what?
Well, you know, like be ecstasy just by looking at her.
So if I get you correctly, you're saying that you can... A woman can achieve...
Yeah, a woman can achieve ecstasy just by me looking at her. Now, I mean, I'm lucky that way, that's all.
Okay, Chris, hold on.
Yeah.
Chris Norton is with us. You're listening to this guy's tale. He read somewhere that women fake orgasms, so he has compiled... He's compiled information for guys to know when a woman's faking an orgasm. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Chris Norton with us. He's a entrepreneur. I guess you'd call yourself a telemarketer, Chris, but you're between jobs right now?
That's right. Right now I'm between jobs. I'm doing just research on this phenomenon because eventually I do want to work in the adult film business. And
well, what would you call yourself, a sexologist or something?
No, it's something that's kind of interesting to me. I think the adult film business is very interesting. I wanted to eventually get into it. But I had read that article, and I also feel that, you know, sex can be something that it can be enjoyed by everybody. And I felt that it was wrong for women to fake orgasms and not tell men about it, but I also understand about it.
Well, you say it's wrong for them to do that, but you understand it. Why?
Well, like I said, I think it's wrong to make a man think that he's good when he's not really. But I also understand that, you know, men have egos and women are trying to make them feel better. There's not a lot of guys out there that are good.
But you're one of the guys that is good, huh?
Well,
I mean that's essentially what you're saying. You're saying that you are you're compiling this information, you're making these lists because no woman has ever faked an orgasm with you.
Well, women tell me. I mean, you know, you can talk to my girlfriends if you want to. Every single one of them, almost to a woman.
Well, how many women are you going out with at one time?
No, it's not that. It's just that every single woman that I have been out with, every single woman that I've slept with, almost to the woman will tell you how good I am. Okay? So you don't have to believe me, but you got to believe what the women's are saying. And I'm just saying that I've made a research out of it. I have looked into it, and I know when women is faking an orgasm and what you can do about it.
Okay, what a guy has to listen, you're saying, oh, God, 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 yes, yes, oh, my God, oh, my God.
Yeah, but then stop, it's starting to hurt. That's the part. That's the part that women that fake an orgasm never say.
Stop, it's starting to hurt.
That's right.
All right, here is Beaumont on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am, hello.
Hi, how you doing?
Good.
I'm, like, appalled at what an idiot this guy is.
Well, I mean, not the one faking an orgasm. That's the women that would do that.
Okay, no, I mean, I'm sure women would, but, I mean, to say that he could look at somebody and that would make them have an orgasm.
Have
ecstasy, as he says. Ecstasy. But, I mean, come on. It has to do with a woman's needs, and, you know, everyone's different, but it has nothing to do with his physical stature or what he looks like or anything.
No, I'm just
like
saying
that.
I'm just saying that's how good looking I am.
Well, wait a minute. You're saying what? That's how good looking you are, Chris?
I'm very sexual. That's all I'm saying.
What does that have to do with price of tea in China? Has nothing to do with it.
Ma'am, could you
look at Brad Pitt on the radio. I don't come all over myself. Excuse my language.
Ma'am,
but,
could
you
turn your radio down, please?
Oh, I'm so good looking that I could make you have ecstasy by looking at you.
I'm sure you probably think that, but I doubt so.
Why would you doubt that?
Your attitude is very unattractive.
You've never met me. How could you say?
Well, because no man looking at me could make me have ecstasy. It's actually ecstasy. But, I mean, that's ridiculous. I mean, that's just caveman talk. You, me, man, you, woman. You know, I mean, come on, give me a break.
I'm just saying that I could. That's all I'm saying.
Well, I mean, I'm sure
that has the possibility.
You are very handsome, but I don't think that has anything to do with how you're sexually, you know, trained or anything like that. I have to.
Well, let's get off of whether you could actually give this woman ecstasy or not, as you call it, Chris. Let's get to this whole thing about women faking it and how you can recognize it.
Yeah, well, I think that it's very dishonest for a lot of women to do that. I think they hurt men when they do that. You know, you might as well be honest with a guy.
Well, yeah,
you're probably right.
I mean, I agree, but I know that some women do it because it just, you know, makes themselves probably feel better. It makes this man feel like he's doing something for them. He's actually incapable of doing it. Or also, there's just, you don't have those open things where you can talk back and forth. They don't, you know, allow that. They have the mentality that I'm good looking and I'm going to make you have ecstasy. You know what I mean? What report does that set up? None.
What?
So, I mean, just go ahead and fake it, you know?
Well,
get it over with.
Why are you with the guy if you have to fake it?
Well, I'm not saying I would be with it, with someone like that, but there are a lot of insecure women that are with men like you who are good looking and just, you know, little just things that they have on their, what do you call that, on their shelf. And so rather than
what?
Sit there and try and have a conversation and tell you this makes me feel good or that makes me feel good, come on, that's ridiculous. You know what I mean?
What are you
talking? I don't think you're willing to even listen to a woman. You're so into how you look.
No, I'm willing to listen to a woman who's having a real ecstasy moment, okay?
You're willing to listen to a woman who's having a real ecstasy moment? Because evidently you're not willing to listen to anything at all, but, oh,
no.
Oh, that's great. Yes, God, God. Oh, stop, it hurts. I mean, that's all you're listening to. You're
saying, no, I'm saying that. I'm, no, what I'm saying, what I'm saying
you're
is...
listening to adult tapes, okay? Step into the real world. I mean, I doubt you even have your own tapes, but step into the real world. Oh, stop, stop. This makes me feel, it hurts at this point. Come on.
No, I'm saying that you know when a woman has...
Well, where did you get this stop? It's starting to hurt.
That is the one thing a woman who's really had ecstasy will say. Okay, I mean, I'm just telling you, lady, you may not believe it.
Well, I mean, I'm sure that you do believe it, and I'm sure that
how many times?
Sometimes when people have ecstasy or have an orgasm, that it is painful right after.
How do you know this?
I know that came from several of my tape sessions.
And you know what?
Julia,
it very well may be so.
February
but
99.
I don't think that that's always a factor, because you know what? There may be women who saw these tapes, and they may be faking that too.
Well, I don't think so. And that's based on my research.
The joke's on you, huh?
No, I mean, this is based on my research and the number of women what I've been with.
Okay.
I don't know.
All right.
It's a little bit ridiculous.
All right. Thank you, ma'am, for your call. 1-800-449-8686. Memphis on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
I guess really the woman pretty much elaborated on what I was going to say. But, dude, I got to say that you're a cracker, because what you're telling everybody right now is pretty much what's been going on since, I believe, the existence of time. You know, women can pretty much go either way, can't they? They can.
No, but there's a way that you can figure it out. There's a way you can figure it out. You don't have to keep being dumb about it, do you?
No one said I was dumb. The point I'm trying
well, no,
to make
but,
is
I mean,
that
you
you're
know
not
when...
such an expertise to the fact that a woman you... still couldn't pull the wool over your eyes.
Well,
there's not always
you know
an when... outside visual thing or word said that you know that they're having one.
Do you know that she's having ecstasy or not?
Personally, with the partner I'm at right now, yes. Now,
oh,
there have been times
yeah,
I have
because
been
she
pulled.
Says quit it, it hurts,
no,
right?
No, there's physical outlaying things on the outside that I know. I've done my research for the last 20 years.
Well, the only
years.
Real research you can do is to hear the words they're saying. If they say, oh, God, God, yes, yes.
But that's not true.
And then they say, stop it, it's starting to hurt. That's... Now you got yourself an orgasm.
The point I'm trying to make again is a woman can play you to be a fool just like anyone else.
Yeah, I agree.
So
but
she could tell you, oh, don't stop or hurt, whatever. And
I have
a
formula.
You're full of yourself, and you're going to believe it. Yes, I'm doing my thing.
All
right?
I'm saying is I have a formula that works. Don't you want to know if it's real?
Your formula is still what you based your sex life on and what you've documented.
Exactly, man.
Okay, yours isn't any better than mine. And again, like
excuse
that woman
me, but
said
I've been
before,
with over,
it sounds like to me that you are extremely full
I've
of
been
yourself.
With over, I've been with over 20 women, okay?
Good for God. Well, good.
So
then I
I'm
must
saying,
be a damn you know, rocket scientist on it then.
It's the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Chris Norton with us. He's written a little... this is an article that you're still submitting, correct?
I've got some interest from a couple of magazines, but it is an article that I'm shopping right now, and hopefully I can turn it into, I think, you know, a series of seminars or lectures for men, because I don't think what I'm saying, Mr. Henry, is all that unusual. I'm saying that there is a way for men to identify whether or not a woman is faking the orgasm. And if she is, then you should be able to identify it. And,
yeah, and you're saying the way that a guy can identify it is by listening to the words that she says, not the body language?
No, I'm saying that you can also do it with the words and the body language. A woman, for instance... One thing that women always do when they're really having an orgasm is they arch their back. Okay? The other thing they do when they're really having an orgasm...
As opposed to when?
As opposed to if they're faking an orgasm, they probably won't think to arch their back, but they do when they're having a real one.
And what about this phrase, stop, it hurts?
That's the key. When a woman says, stop, it hurts, that means she's had a really, really, really good one. And that, again, is because of the fact that she had a good one and she's all used up. Okay, that's number one. Number two.
All right, getting into number one and number two, I just want to know one thing. Your research is based upon adult movies?
No. My research is based upon the experience that I've had with women. And
these are videotapes of you and other women?
My private collection and adult films. I probably got some, I don't know, probably somewhere in the neighborhood of 400 hours of private video of me and other women.
And so watching these tapes, you've come to the conclusion you know when a woman's having a real orgasm.
Absolutely.
Okay, here's Morganton on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. I just got to tell you something. There is no way to tell if a woman is faking an orgasm.
This formula that I have is a man's dream come true. Every man wants to be better in bed. This can help.
There is no way. If a girl says stop, it hurts. It hurts. It don't mean she's having the best orgasm in her whole life.
Well, I mean, what do you mean?
Well, I mean, I have faked it many times. And, oh, God.
You don't have to get any specifics.
No, this is something that a lot of men should know. What do you mean you faked it many times?
I have faked many times. I'm being truthful. I have.
Have you ever said, oh, God, yes, yes?
Yes, I have.
While you were faking it?
Yes.
No. Did you ever say these words, oh, God, God, God? Yes,
I've said everything there is.
All right, you don't have, but not in that way.
What are you talking about? The way?
Yeah. There's a certain cadence. And then at the end they say, ah, yeah, stop, it's starting to hurt.
That's because it hurts.
Well, wait a second. Are you saying I'm wrong?
Yeah, I'm saying you're wrong.
I've been with over 15, 20 women, okay?
I have been with over 15, 20 men.
Well, I doubt it.
Oh, I know. I know myself. And I know I have faked it at least 5 or 6 times. And
Why?
Because the guy's not getting me off.
There you go. That's what I'm talking about. No woman's ever faked it with me.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Well,
I don't believe that. Every girl has faked it at least one time.
I'm very good looking.
Well, good looking don't mean anything.
Well, how do you say it doesn't mean nothing? Every woman that I've ever been with told me that I was the greatest that they'd ever had, okay?
Because
that's number one. Number two, I'm good looking. And number three, I'm very well built.
But that don't mean nothing. I've told every guy I've been with he's the best I've ever had.
What do you mean?
What she's saying is, why are you doing all this lying to men?
Yeah, I'd like to know that too.
Who are these guys that you're with, ma'am? Every guy you've ever been with, you told him he was the greatest. You faked it all the time. Your life sucks, doesn't it?
No, I mean, I've had him a bunch of times, but, I mean, if he's not getting you off, then, you want to get the thing over with. You don't want to sit there and...
Where do you live?
I live in North Carolina.
Okay. I guarantee that if you saw me, you'd achieve ecstasy.
I wouldn't achieve ecstasy.
Yes, you would. Yes, you would. What do you find so funny about that? See, I'm making you laugh, aren't I?
Yeah, because it's so stupid.
See, you'd have a good time with me.
Yeah, because, oh, my God. It's just, there's no way you can tell a girl is faking it.
Yes, if they say...
All right, what is it? Oh, God, God.
Oh, God, God.
I can say right now.
Oh, God, God, God. Yes, yes. Oh, my God, don't stop. Yeah, stop it. It's starting to hurt. That means she's had a good one.
Oh, God, God, God.
Yeah, three gods.
Yes, yes. Oh, my God, don't stop. Yeah, stop it. It's starting to hurt.
That's an orgasm.
Well, all right. Wouldn't you say if a girl had an orgasm, wouldn't it depend on what's happening?
Language here a little bit.
No, she's talking the truth. Why wouldn't you let her speak?
Because it's getting a little nasty.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. I appreciate your call. I'm going to move on here, though. 1-800-449-8686, Pottersville on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Yes, ma'am.
I just wanted to ask this guy why he thinks he's an expert on women.
Because I've
you know, like what he's saying, in my opinion, as a woman, is like bogus as anything. I don't know how he can justify.
Well, I have a very large collection of adult films, and I also
20. You're dating girls and you bring them to the house and film them, and now you're selling them as your documentary.
No, I'm not selling them. I'm saying I viewed them to view the different orgasms, what they've had.
Uh-huh.
And from those orgasms...
Some girls, that's better. Not all women. All women do not arch their back. All women don't go, God, God, God. And you know what? If I say stop it, it hurts. It hurts. That means stop,
because you just, it was really good.
No. It's like, no means no, yes means yes. Stop it hurts mean, hey man, it hurts. You
but
know?
That's general. That generally.
And you're going and you're telling these people that are listening, God, I hope to God they're not using you as a basis.
No, this is my life. This is my life. I study this day and night. That's why I know what I'm talking about.
No, you don't know what you're talking about. Maybe in the examples that you have experienced with the women that you've experienced them with, but you cannot get on and generalize all the women and saying, this is how, hey, guys, here's how you tell if a girl's having an orgasm.
Well, this
hey,
is
guys,
what you're...
if she says, oh, stop it, it hurts, you know, it doesn't really hurt.
Well, they don't always say that. A lot of times they'll say, you know...
No, how about if you change the verbiage? How about, in my experience... This is what I have seemed to find in the women that I date. You don't get on there and say, this is how you tell if a woman is having an orgasm. And if she says, you know, it hurts, stop it hurts. You know, she really doesn't mean stop it hurts.
No, I didn't say that. No, I didn't say that. I know she means it. Yeah, of course she means it. But that's right after she's had ecstasy.
You know, and that's like
that's
so
right
ridiculous.
After she's had
you know,
ecstasy.
I have never said that in my life.
And you've never said stop it hurts? Then you
not,
probably have not
you
had
know,
the right
not
kind
if
of.
If I was enjoying myself.
Then you probably have not had the right kind of ecstasy.
Oh, and I guess you're probably the only person. You're probably an expert on that too. You're the only one that could provide that. You know, that is so bogus. That's so wrong.
No, I didn't.
And who are you to? No, that is not true at all.
Well,
the reason if I have said stop it hurts, it means I'm like, man, get away from me. You're hurting me.
Yeah,
that's
of
enough.
Course. But
that's
after
what that
you,
means.
That's after. Yeah, I know. I'm not saying it don't mean that. But I'm saying that's after you've had full ecstasy.
Okay.
What?
I'm. This is like. I'm.
Let me. Okay. All right, ma'am.
Excuse me.
I wanted to ask Jeff. This is based on your experience
with over 20 women.
How old are you, Jeff?
28.
Excuse me.
28.
48.
28.
28. Okay.
Right. I'm in the top 10 of men that can provide the best ecstasy. I don't know why you're laughing at me.
Because it's like, I just don't know where you come up with this. It's funny. I'm sorry.
Lady, I'm telling
actually,
you.
I'm not. I'm laughing at you because it's like you're so arrogant. It's unreal.
I have
I hope
confidence.
That the time of day that this is airing, that people are not listening and judging.
How do you
how
have this? Where do you have this confidence?
Because women have told me. That I'm the best that there ever was.
What, the 20 women that you slept with? I see more than 20 women at McDonald's when I go out to lunch. Come on.
Oh, you've slept with more women?
I haven't. That's not the point. I'm the reason I'm calling you is because I don't agree with one thing you said. You're representing women in a negative manner, and you're arrogant.
What? I'm saying that women go, oh, God, God, yes, yes. How's that representing them in a negative way?
You know, I'm saying men get a pot belly and they're bald by the time they're 40 and they get sick of mowing the yard and they don't pick their socks up. You know, that's more true than what you're saying. You know, maybe the 20 girls that you're saying, but don't be telling people, here's how you tell if a girl's having an orgasm because
she arches her back.
Yes, yes, yes.
She arches her back and goes, yes, yes,
yes.
That's
so ridiculous. I do not arch my back. Thank you.
Well, maybe
you
haven't had the right kind of ecstasy.
Maybe you should say, oh.
That's all I'm saying.
All right, well, look, all right, thank you, ma'am, for your call.
Yeah,
there's a lot of different, you know, as the woman is saying, there's all kinds of different people, okay?
By teaching men to recognize the ecstasy, I'm helping women by teaching men. That's what I'm saying.
So they'll have better ecstasy.
That's right.
Wichita on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Are you the gentleman that's on the radio talking about sex and all these orgasms?
Am I him? No.
Well, can I talk to the gentleman?
Yes, go ahead. What is your question?
Hello. Yeah, I'd like to know if you have a 28 around the waist besides 28 age-wise. Because then you're doing real good. The bonier, the better.
Oh, you know what? This is a transvestite from, like, Wichita. Nice going, Mike. Jesus. Nice going, man. God. I could, as soon as I heard that faggot on the phone, I knew. Just kidding, of course. 1-800-449-TRANSVESTITE from Wichita. Got by the old chafe tonight. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show here, 1-800-449-8686. And we have Chris Norton with us. And Chris, you're a writer now, huh?
I guess in a lot of ways I'm doing some writing now, yeah.
But you were a telemarketer? You were selling pharmaceuticals over the phone?
I did telemarketing for a major pharmaceutical firm in Manhattan Beach, California. But now I really feel like I've hit my stride with this, because I feel like that if women are going to fake an orgasm, then men should know whether they're faking it or not. And if a woman doesn't arch her back, if she doesn't do the things, then you know she's faking it. That's all I'm saying. And I'm lucky enough that I'm good looking, so women don't fake with me. That's all I've been trying to say, and everybody's trying to come down on me about it.
I guess we're just sort of amazed at your confidence, okay?
Well, I am confident. I've got a lot of self-confidence about it.
All right, here is Santa Barbara on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
I have a question for you. Do these women know they're being taped when you're having sex with them?
I don't have to let them know that.
But do they know?
Not necessarily, no.
Because most women will want to look good for the camera, so they're most likely faking it. You know, like,
well, that kind of blows your theory.
Most porno films.
That sort of blows your theory because they don't know they're being taped.
Okay, well, on porno films also, it's they are faking it on most of the porno films.
How do you know?
And I also.
How do you know?
How do I know?
Yeah.
Well, I've been in a couple.
I doubt it.
You doubt it?
Yeah,
okay.
I doubt it.
Okay.
I doubt that you've been in any porno movies.
Okay. Well,
what's your name?
You can ask my husband.
What's your name?
Well, I'd rather not say what my name is.
Well, I'm not talking about home movies that you and your old man make. I'm talking about professional porno.
Listen to me.
Porno.
Okay, listen. I started.
How come you
got to
fake it?
I started having sex when I was 13. Right?
How come you have to fake it?
I was about 20.
How come you have to fake it?
I had to fake it till I was about 20 because I didn't know what an orgasm was. That's the God honest truth. But once I hit about 20 and I got with the right guy, I mastered the art of having an orgasm. It's not always arching your back. And I want to tell you that if a girl is telling you it hurts, you're probably doing something wrong.
No.
Yes, yes, yes. And you know what? I feel sorry if you're picturing you right now. You have a mullet and there's a Camaro parked out in your driveway, right?
What?
You have a mullet.
Hey, listen, do you hear this song that I'm playing right now?
Yeah.
Okay, this is Sexuality. Okay?
Uh-huh.
It's really cool.
I lost that love before.
What?
Is this the music you play while you're having sex?
Yeah. What do you play?
But all different stuff, sometimes nothing at all. I prefer quiet.
I chose you for the one. Now we're having so much fun. You treated me so kind. I'm about to lose my mind. You made me so very happy. I'm so glad you came into my life. The others were untrue, but when it came to loving you, I'd spend my whole life with you. 'Cause you came and you took control. You touched my very soul. You always showed me that.
loving you is where it's at. You made me so very happy. I'm so glad you came into my
can be just a
Bill Henry.
Little girl, you're the one girl for me, little girl.